Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen.
Daf Mem Gimel.
This morning's daf has been dedicated anonymously in honor of Rav David Katz of Katz Judaica. Katz Judaica on 632 Kings Highway in Brooklyn, 718-375-7272. We want to acknowledge that Rav David Katz is the supplier of all our Gemariot art scroll for the Daf HaYomi in our shiur, to scale the mitzvot, catch you there. Today's daf has been dedicated to Ainu Nishmat, Acham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam, and Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. We are starting on Mem Gimel Amud Rishon, and we are 9 lines down. Starting from Zeh HaKelal, Kol Shehu Mimin Dagan. If you remember the Mishnah that we learned on Mem Bet Amud Rishon, gave us different situations or different things that are considered Hametz, and one would be Over on them on Pesach. After it listed Kuta Hababli, Shechar Amadi, Chometz Adumi, etc., the Mishnah then gave a rule, Jaklal, Kol Shehu Mimin Dagan, anything that has in it grains, that is over b'Pesach. So the Gemara asks, Tanya Amar B'Yoshua, V'chi me'achar sheshaninu Kol Shehu Mimin Dagan, that is over b'Pesach. Once already the Mishnah gives us a klal, a rule, that anything that has a grain in it, you're over on Pesach. Lama manu hachamim et elu. So why did I have to list these cases? Why did I have to list the Kuta Hababli and the Shechar Habadi? Well, just tell us the rule. Then I'll know automatically anything that has grains in it, Yovir on Pesach. So the Gemara says, Kedeshi Yeragil Bahen Ubishmotehem. We want you to be familiar with them and their names, what they're called. Which means we want you to know that when you hear the word Kuta Hababli, say, oh, we know that's Hametz. And when you hear Shechar Hamadi, oh, I know that's Hametz. I mean, they wanted to familiarize the reader with the names of these items of Hametz. Kiha, like a similar story, Dahu Bar Ma'arava, was a person from the west. Ikla le Babel. He came to Babel. Habab Bisra Bahadeh. He had meat with him. Amar lehu. So he told the people, Kiribu li Matichilta, which means matchilta, bring for me a condiment. He had his meat, he wanted to eat his meat, he wanted to dip it in something. So he tells him, do me a favor, bring me some sort of condiment. Shama deka'ami, so he hears them say, karibu le kutah. So he heard them say, go bring this guy kutah. Kevan de shama kutah pidesh. When he heard the word kutah, he says, oh, I know that word, that's yogurt. So he abstained. So the Gemara is trying to show you that because he was fluent in the terminologies, it saved him from eating milk and meat. So therefore, the Mishnah also wanted you to know the names of these things, so when it comes to Pesach, you know exactly that they indeed are Hametz. And the Gemara continues. Hare elu be'azhara. The Mishnah's language was that all these items are in azhara, meaning you're warned against it, meaning it's a lot ta'aseh. Meaning if a person is going to have these items in his possession, he'll be over bali reim bali matzeh. And if he eats the edible items, he's going to be over as well, isur achila. However, the Mishnah said he does not get karet. That was the rule on these items, and now the Gemara is going to elaborate. Now let's just discuss. There was two different types of hametz mentioned in our Mishnah. I'll give you the terminology and then explain them. The first thing is Hametz Gamur Al Yedeh Ta'arovet. Actual Hametz that is in a mixture. That would be like the case of Kutah Hababli. Kutah is this yogurt item, but what it has in it, bread. It's mixed in it. So therefore it's Hametz Al Yedeh Ta'arovet. But not straight up Hametz. It's mixed up into a Ta'arovet. Let's go to another case. Shechar Amadi. That's the beer of Madai. Now these guys would put barley, from barley water. So therefore it's Hametz, but Al Yedeh Ta'arovet. So therefore we have to find out a Shita that holds Hametz Al Yedeh Ta'arovet, meaning it's not live or straight Hametz. How do we know that it is indeed Asur? And the next type of Hametz the Mishnah discusses what's called Hametz Nukshe. Hametz Nukshe literally means Hametz that is, it didn't, it's inferior, or it's like almost unedible. Hametz Nukshe would be like the cases of the Mishnah where we talked about the glue, or we talked about the depilatory, or we talked about the paint, right? Zituma Misri, all these, and Zumancha Sabayim, all these items are, there's Hametz in them, in their ingredients. But it's really not edible item, but it does have Hametz. So that would be called Hametz Nukshe. Okay? So therefore the Gemara is going to discuss these two types of Hametz and the liability against them on Pesach. Let's look at Rashi, please. Mantana. So that's really the first words of the Gemara. Mantana. Who's the author of the Mishnah? Rashi. Mantana de matnitin di itle hametz dagan gamur, where you have hametz, actual hametz, shenit arev bimin acher, that got mixed up in another species, ve'eno ba'ayin, meaning, and it's, you can't see it. I mean, it's not talking about where it's exposed, where you just have a piece of bread mixed in something. It's meaning it's totally mixed in to the ingredients, shenimoah, where it's dissolved. Iname hametz nukshe. How does she explain the word nukshe? Ra. I think it's a bad rising or bad combination, so to speak. The itib, even if it's actually there, which means you have, says you have a type of dough that didn't rise properly or something like that. So that would also be considered hametz tukshe. Muzharim alachilato belav. How do you know that if you eat these types of hametz, again ayedet ta'arovet or hametz tukshe? How do you know you're going to be over? How do you know the Mishnah talked about these two cases? Diktani mitnitikus, the Mishnah said, Kuta chababli, veshechar amadi. Hametz dagan gamur. It is the actual hametz. Ela, shetarev bedavar acher. Vetachshite nashim be'aneu, which means tachshite nashim, the depilatory is actually, it's like a actual dough that they would use. However, avad nukshehu. Because it's really not edible. And you over on those types of hametz as well. So the Gemara says, Man tana da hametz dagan gamur al yede tarovet, comma, that's one case, v'nukshe be'ene, and hametz nukshe, which is, that's the bad tasting hametz, how do you know, belav, that you get a lotase on it? Who is the author of such a statement? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rabbi Meiri. It is indeed Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yehuda holds the author of the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. Now we're going to go prove it. The Tanya, we have a Braita. Si'ur Yisaref. Now what is Si'ur? Do not confuse Si'ur with the Torah's word Se'or. Se'or is clearly Hametz. It's a leavening agent. Toraz oseret bekaret, if you eat it. This is called si'ur. This is a type of hametz, which we'll call it hametz nukshe. Where it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's hametz. What's its property? It's the top of it, let's say, as it was rising, became whitened. That's already a sign, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for becoming hametz, and therefore it's not full-fledged hametz, which didn't get all the telltale signs. So this would be a case. Si'ur is an example of hametz nukshe, which is not edible yet because it's not complete. But once the top of the dough starts to come whitened, already it is called si'ur. That's the Bimeir shita. And I want to tell you the Bimeir shita, because the Bimeir argues on the Bimeir. He says to become hametz, whitening of the dough is not enough. That's not a sign. You need the dough to start to form like cracks. Like you look like these lines start to form in the dough itself, like karnei hagabim, like the lines of grasshoppers. And therefore, we have a big mahloket, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, at what stage does the item become hametz? Now, knowing that, the beraita said, Netanya, Shiur Yisaref. So you have to burn it. Venotno le kalbo, and you can give it to the dog. Va'ochlo ba'arba'im. And if you eat it, you're going to get lashes, 40 lashes, 39 lashes. So this braita is very strange, because it's telling us a lot of contradictory things. Number one, burn it. On the other hand, give it to your dog. And if you eat it, you're going to get malkut. So the Gemara says, Haguf akashya. There's contradictions inherently in the braita. Amar tsi'ur yisaref. You said this item called si'ur, you have to burn. Alma asur ba'ana'a. Implying that it's a subhanah, that's why you have to burn it. Ve'adar tani, and then you tell me in the same braita, v'notno lefle kalbo. Then you tell me, give it to the dog. Alma, mutar ba'ana'a. That's ma'asur, it's mutar ba'ana'a. So make up your mind, is this si'ur? Mutar ba'ana'a or asur ba'ana'a? Do you have to burn it, or could you give it to the dog? So Gemara says, hachi kamar. Si'ur yisaref d'rabi me'ir l'rabi me'ir, d'rabi yudah l'rabi yudah. Meaning, the first statement is, you have to burn it. Each opinion accordingly, meaning Rabbi Meir leshitato, Rabbi Yehuda leshitato. Meaning, if the siur started to become whitened, according to Rabbi Meir, it's chametz, you gotta burn it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no, siur yisaref, if it starts to get those lines and cracks on the chametz. So therefore, the first statement can be going each one according to their respective shita. Siur yisaref, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, v'notno lefne kalbo, now that's the thing that you can give it in front of your dog, the Rabbi Meir le Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, Rabbi Meir's si'ur, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can give to the dog. Because according to Rabbi Meir, what's si'ur? It has the whitening on the top. For Rabbi Yehuda, it's nothing yet. And therefore, it's still mutar bana. So noten le kalbo is, at the stage of hechsif banav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can give it to the dog. But if you eat it, you get 40 lashes. That's back to the Rabbi Meir. Meaning, once it was exceed panav, according to the Rabbi Meir, that's considered hametz. And therefore, if you eat it, you're going to get lashes. So therefore, what do we see from this braita? We've proven that if you eat, according to the Rabbi Meir, hametz nukshe, which is hametz nukshe, because it really didn't rise fully yet, it just began the process, so it's really not so edible. And therefore, if somebody eats or benefits from hametz nukshe, what's the deen? He gets arba'im, meaning he gets lashes. That's a proof in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says you don't get karet on these items. The punishment is it's an azara. Now, Rabbi Yehuda concludes and says, "V'kol sheken hametz dagan gamur al yedet ta'arovet," which means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he understands hametz gamur al yedet ta'arovet is worse than hametz nukshe. And if hametz nukshe is asur, all the more so hametz al yedet ta'arovet is going to be asur. And therefore, if Rabbi Meir is machmir by nukshe, meaning by this dough that didn't rise properly, it's not even edible, and still he says what? You get a lav. So called sheken on hametz gamur, on real hametz that got mixed up in a tarovet, all the more so you're going to get a lav. So the Biyuda methodically proves that the author of our Mishnah is who? Is indeed Rabbi Meir. Based on his opinion on nukshe, so we make a kol sheken by hametz gamur al yedet ta'arovet. That's shitat Rav Yehuda explaining Rabbi Meir. Now, the Gemara continues. Now, Rashi just points out that this si'ur that we're talking about, like I said earlier, do not confuse it with si'ur, meaning it doesn't even have the ability, when you take this hametz that started to whiten on the top, sometimes it becomes an agent that if you stick it into another item, it'll be a leavening agent, and it'll cause it to rise. This item doesn't do that. Because if it did that, it would be isul karet. That's si'ur. So this si'ur over is like inferior hametz that it didn't rise fully yet. Therefore, it's really not ra'ui for achila, but it's considered hametz based on the signs. So again, we call it hametz nukshe, And therefore still Rabbi Meir says, what, you're going to be Hayab, meaning you're going to get Malkut. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, if you get Malkut on Nukseh, certainly you're going to get Malkut on Hametz Ba'ayin. They got Nitarev in a Tar of it. Good. Comes Gemara and says, Rav Nachman Amar, says, no, no. Rabbi Eliezer, the author of Amishnah, is not Rabbi Meir. It is Rabbi Eliezer. Netanya, we have a Braita. Al Hametz Dagan Gamur, that's regular Hametz of a grain, Anosh Karet. To everybody agrees to that. If you eat regular Hametz, you get Karet. Al Irubo Bilav. But if it's mixed in a Ta'arovet, that would be like Kutacha Babli in those cases, Bilav, you just get a Lo Ta'aseh. There is no Malkut. I'm sorry, there is no Karet. It's just a Malkut. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. V'chamim omrim. There's an amazing shitab the Hachamim. Al-Hametz Dagan Gamur Anosh Karet. Al-Irubo Belo Kelum. Hachamim say, Hametz in a Ta'arovet min a Torah Mutar. Meaning, according to the Hachamim, the only type of Hametz in the Torah was Oser is live Hametz, regular Hametz. Once you mix it up in a Ta'arovet and it's not noticeable anymore, according to Hachamim, Mutar min a Torah. So what do you see? Rabbi Eliezer, however, was Oser. Now comes Rav Nachman and says, "V'shamein and the Rabbi Eliezer de'amar hametz dagan gamur al yedet ta'arovet belav." He says that what? That hametz, actual hametz that got mixed up in a mixture, is going to be asur. V'kol sheken nukshe be'ene, and all the more so hametz nukshe, which is according to Rav Nachman, he holds that if you're going to tell me that hametz that's mixed up in the taro, it's not noticeable, is asur. All the more so hametz nukshe, which is actual. It's not mixed up, it's actual. So he holds the kosikin the other way. He says, if you say isur by hametz with ta'arovet, all the more so you're going to say isur by hametz nukshe, because hametz nukshe is not mixed up with anything. It itself is a piece of dough that just started to rise. So it has the signs. So therefore, he holds the author of our Mishnah is who? Rabbi Eliezer. Again, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? Hametz b'ta'arovet is asur belav. So Rav Nachman says, if that's asur belav, kol sheken is going to hold nukshe, is also belav. And therefore our Mishnah, that was osir both of them, our Mishnah was osir hametz b'ta'arovet and nukshe, is going like Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara says, Rav Nachman, my ta'ama lo amar k'Rabbi Yehuda. So what do we mean? How come Rabbi Nachman didn't go like Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, how come he didn't want to say that the author is Rabbi Meir? Right? Rabbi Yehuda said the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Why didn't Rabbi Nachman like that opinion? Amar lecha. So he'll tell you like this. Dilma ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Meir hatam ela nukshe be'aineh. Because where did Rabbi Meir say his halakha? Rabbi Meir said his deen of Isur by nukshe. Right, he said hametz that didn't rise fully yet. To start to whiten, it is asur. So Rav Nachman says, maybe he only said his deen by nukshe. Aval hametz dagan gamur ayedet ta'arovet lo. But who says that he'll say his deen also be isur by hametz ayedet ta'arovet again? Because according to Rav Nachman, nukshe is the more obvious. So therefore, Rabbi Meir only spoke by nukshe. So you can't make a kal vachomer to hametz ayedet ta'arovet. And the Gemara says the other way now. The Rabbi Yehuda might tell Malo Amakel Rav Nachman. How come Rav Yehuda did not say that Rav Nachman say the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer? Amalecha, ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Eliezer atam ela hametz dagan gamur ayde ta'arovet. Because where did Rabbi Eliezer say his deen? He only spoke out specifically the way of hametz dagan al yede ta'arovet at tasud. Aval nukshe be'ene lo. But he did not speak out in the case of nukshe. He only said his deen by hametz al yede Tarov. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on the contrary, that's the big hadush, which is, that's the obvious, which is hametz ayedet ta'arovet, that is for sure. Which means he learned from where? He learned from Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir said it's deemed by nukshe. Oh, if you say Rabbi Meir, if you say by nukshe, kol sheken by hametz ayedet ta'arovet. But according to the Rabbi Eliezer, he only said it's deemed by hametz ayedet ta'arovet. So you can't make a kol sheken to nukshe according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, each one, it's basically the machloket comes out between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Rav Nachman is what is worse. According to Rabbi Meir, hametz ayedet ta'arovet is worse. And if afnukshe is asur, kol shaken chametz de tarovet. According to Rav Nachman, it's the exact opposite. According to Rav Nachman, nukshe is worse. And if of chametz ayde tarovet is asur, kol shaken nukshe. So that's basically the machloket between the two rabbis. Tanya kivated Rav Yehuda. We're going to bring a braita supporting Rabbi Yehuda. That says what? That says chametz ayde tarovet is more hamur. Again, if nukshe is asur, kol sheker chametz ayde tarovet. Now, kol mahmeset lo tochelu. Okay, let's get these pasukim good. We have a pasuk in Shemot Yudbet, pasuk Chaf. Kol mahmeset lo tochelu bechol moshbotechem tochelu matzot. Clearly it says any mahmeset, anything that's chametz, a leavening agent, you cannot eat. Lerabot kuta chababli v'shechar amadi v'chometz ha'adumi v'zitum ha'misri. Which means when it says kol mahmeds, and all things of hametz, it's coming through not only regular hametz, but even hametz al yedeh ta'arovet. So it's clearly written in the, but not clearly, but you have a dirasha from Pesukim, right? Ya'achol ya'anosh karet. Oh, so many of you tell me it's asur, maybe go even further. Maybe tell me it's asur, you're also going to get a karet. Talmud Lomar, we have another pasuk. Now that pasuk is in Shemot Yudbet, same perek, Tetvav, a little earlier. It says, Ki kol ochel chametz v'nechreta. Anybody that eats chametz, you get karet. Al chametz dagan gamur anosh karet. Yeah, on chametz, on regular chametz, actual, you get karet. Val erubo belav. But on erubo, meaning on the combination, on a mixture, it's only going to be a lav. Now, man shamat le damar erubo belav. Now, do we have a rabbi that tell us clearly chametz ayedet ta'arovet is isur lav? Yes. Who is that? Rabbi Eliezeri, which means Rabbi Eliezeri. Rabbi Eliezeri in his statement clearly said when you have chametz that's mixed in a ta'arovet, it was Rabbi Eliezer that clearly said what? It is isur lav. Now, v'ilu nukshe be'ene lo kamar. But the Bilei did not speak out nukshe. He only spoke out chametz b'ta'arovet. Shma'mina nukshe l'Rabbi Eliezer letle. Must be if he only spoke out chametz ayetet ta'arovet, because that's the only place that has a source. This is asur, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, nukshe, not. And therefore, you cannot learn, just because he says chametz ayedet ta'arovet, you cannot learn all the more so nukshe. But according to the Bimeir, that learned nukshe is asur, so you could say all the more so chametz ayedet ta'arovet. So they were all the Gemara's trying to prove this Tanya, Nami Hachin, this bright to support the Biyudah is that what? According to the Bimeir, what did the Bimeir say? Bimeir said chametz ayedet ta'arovet asur. Okay, nice. We have pesukim to support that. The pesuk says, "Kol mahmeset." It comes and does even ayedet ta'arovet. Now, here's the opinion that said that. That's the opinion that said it's asur belav, and here's the source. And therefore, that's all he said. So you can't learn from there to come along and say kol sheken nukshe. On the contrary, he said what he said. He said it's the case of chametz ayedet ta'arovet. But Rabbi Meir, he came along and said that what? That even nukshe is asur. He's the one that said nukshe is asur. He was talking about the chametz that didn't rise properly, right? So if nukshe is asur, all the more so, we have a pasuk over here where we're just learning, which is chametz ayedet ta'arovet, certainly is going to be asur as well. So comes the Gemara and says, let's read this Rashi over here, gentlemen. Tanya kivatet Rav Yehuda. Tanya kivatet Rav Yehuda. De Amar. חמץ גמור בתערובת חמור. לעניין קראת לא כתיב כל מחמסת, אלא כל אוכל חמץ וכל מפרשת. כותח ושכר וחומץ וזיתום, כולם חמץ גמור מעורב בהם. All these items in the Mishnah have חמץ mixed up in them. כותח, as she says, איקה פת. By כותח, which it has bread in it. ובאנך תלתה איקה סערים. The other three have barley. For example, the beer, I know those items. וכולו בני אכילה ושתיניינו. All of these are edible. Aval zuman, that's the like the paint. Ma'amilan, that's the dough that's used to take out the frost of the pot. Vekolan, kolan would be like the depilatory. Denukshehu, it's not edible. But it's actually there. It's actually meaning it's not mixed up in anything. It's just not edible. Who il vela bin achilanu lo taninu vainu kedrav Yehuda beamar modehi rabbi Eliezer benukshe beane depatur, which means these items that are actual nukshe, the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda that said. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's review. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the way that you that's learning, Nukshe is patur. I mean, the only item that's going to be isul lav is what? Hametz ayde tar of it. That's the isul lav, and we bring it from a pasuk. Mashma only that. Something else? No. Now, who's the opinion that said hametz ayde tar of it clearly is isul lav? Rabbi Eliezer, but he only said it by that, but not by. So therefore, you see that our Mishnah cannot be going like the Bidi Aizir. Because our Mishnah was Osir, both. It was Osir, Ayidit Tarovit, as well as Nukshe. Kavz Gebran says, the Bidi Aizir, Erubo Belav Minale, which means, where does the Bidi Aizir know that Hametz Ayidit Tarovit, that you only get a Lav, says Dikhtiv, like we just said. Kol mahmetzer, lo tochelu. Right? The pasuk clearly says, kol mahmetzer, all types of hametz cannot eat. Even ayideh, tarov. So give us, yachi, karet nami lehayev. Why are you limiting it? So you should give the guy, karet as a why? Da ketiv, because it also says, ki kol ochel mahmetzet, venichreta. Regarding people that eat hametz, what does the pasuk say? Venichreta. So who told you to limit it only lav? Go all the way. Maybe give the guy karet. So give us no. How mivayle lichdetanya? I need that karet for the following hadush in the Braita. What does it say in the Braita? Some texts have the word mahmeset. Okay, some don't. So we'll skip it. We have it in parentheses. Eli ela shinet chametz me'elav. What type of chametz is asur bekaret? Well, hametz that became hametz by itself, meaning you just let it rise and it became hametz. That's not standard hametz. Mahmad davar achir minayin. How do you know that hametz that became hametz al yedet davar achir, which means you put something in it and that caused it to become hametz? That's a different. That's hametz al yedet davar achir. For some reason, the Gemara doesn't take it for granted that all types of hametz are going to be asur. The Gemara separate. There's hametz that leavens by itself. And then this hametz, you did the barach. Well, I definitely know regular hametz that rises on itself. That's yisur karet. How do I know that if you mix it with something else and that caused the hametz to rise to become hametz? How do you know that's also yisur karet? Tamud lomar kol mahmeset v'nichreta. Yeah, the value is kol mahmeset and then says v'nichreta. So therefore, the chidush on that pasuk is not coming to tell you on hametz betarovet. That karet, I need to tell you that even hametz that rose by something else is going to get karet. So if I can't learn, what was the question to give? What his question was? What do you mean? It says v'nichreta. Once it says v'nichreta, I'll give you the whole pasuk so you get the pasuk. The pasuk says ki kol ochel hametz v'nichreta nefeshai. So give us even put it by the case of hametz ayde taharovet. No, that pasuk is coming to teach you. Oh, even hametz shenit hametz ayde davar acher is going to get karet. So Gemara says, I hache delav name lehachihu deata, which means go back. Who told you to even include hametz ayde taharovet at all? Which means maybe when it said in the pasuk. Kol mahmetzet lo tochelu. Maybe the call was coming to include this type of hametz. Which is what? Maybe it's coming to include what? Hametz that hametz ayde davar acher. Number one, kol mahmetzet lo tochelu. Even that asur to eat. And then the pasuk comes and tells you what? For the earlier pasuk says, and you're going to get karet. Which is who told you to include at all tarovet?
So the Gemara says, okay. I'll show you Rabbi Eliezer. The proof of Rabbi Eliezer is following. Mikol. From the word kol. Now, what does it say in the pasuk, mikol? The pasuk says, kol mahmeset lo tochelu. So he's learning from the word kol, meaning all chametz. He's learning that includes what? Every type, even tarovet. So the Gemara says, hatam nami haketiv kol. What's the question? Hatam nami haketiv kol. Rashi. Hatam nami gabe karet. By the pasuk that talks about isur karet. Haketiv kol ochel mahmeset v'nechleta. So again, if you did ashas from the word kol, that's perikid bet pasuk chaf. Kol mahmeset lo tochelu. And you don't even the word kol, teach me what? All types of chametz, even ayudei tarovet. You know, it's only lav. What do you mean? If you don't ask the word kol, so it says the word kol also in the Torah, and in that pasuk where it says kol, it says yihayav karet. So therefore, you should be hayav karet, maybe also when it comes to the sisur of chametz ayudei tarovet. So the Gemara says, Atam haketiv kol, ha'hu mibayele lirabot tanashim. That pasuk that says in the pasuk of karet, kol, that's coming to teach you that even ladies are going to get karet if they eat hametz on Pesach. So let's just review the dynamics what took place over here. Basically, we're looking for Rabbi Eliezer, a source. How does he know hametz al yedeh tarovet is asur belav? Lav means lo ta'aseh. That's a lot of meaning. You get malkut if you do it. So the Gemara says, well, we have a pasuk that says kol mahmetz lo tochelu, and he learns from the word kol, right? That word kol to tell me everything, even that, even the tar of it. So the Gemara told it. It says in another pasuk, kol, the actual pasuk is ki kol ochel hametz v'nechleta nefesh. And therefore, just like over there, you get karet, and it says the word kol. So maybe over there, kol machmes can also means you're going to get karet. So he goes, no. That karet over there is coming to tell you that even kol, even ladies are going to be subject to karet if they eat hametz. So the Gemara says, ladies? Nashim? I know ladies are hayav karet already from a statement of Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. V'chein tana de b'ribi Yishma'el Amar kerab. The pasuk says Ish o Isha Ki ya'asu mikol hatat ha'adam, which means Ish o Isha, when they transgress a lo ta'aseh, which is when it comes to lo ta'aseh, men and ladies are equal. Ish v'isha Hishva katuv Ish le'isha lechol onchit shebatorah, which when it comes to the onchi, when it comes to the punishment of lo ta'aseh, the pasuk lo tochel hametz. A lot, that's the equal. So I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me, oh, you should know, ladies got karet. Of course they got karet. Ladies might be exempt from mitzvat maseh, but they're not exempt from lot taseh. So the Gemara says, no. It's tarikh. I still need to include them. Why? Salka datachamina. Because I would have thought, ho'il uchtiv, lo tochal alav hametz, shivahat yamim tochal alav matzot. Right, we have one pasuk. It says, don't eat hametz, eat matzah. So the Torah juxtaposes the isur of hametz to the obligation of eating matzah. So I would have said like this, kol sheyishno bekum achul matzah, whoever is obligated to eat matzah, yishno bebal tochal hametz, is also commanded against hametz. V'hani nesheh, and these ladies, ho'il v'letneu bekum achol matzah, and since the ladies seemingly are exempt from eating matzah, why? Da'av yaleh mitzvat aseh shazman gerama, because it's a positive commandment that's bound by time. We know ladies are not obligated. So therefore, ema bebal tochal hametz, nameh letneu. So I would have thought, well, maybe they're also not subject to the law ta'aseh of hametz. Kamashmalan, and that's why I have the person to come and tell me, no, kol, meaning the ladies are going to get karet. Oh, once the ladies are going to get karet, now I know they're obligated to eat matzah as well. Because it goes the other way now. Because once you tell me they're involved in lo tochal hametz, so they also have the other part of the pasuk of shivat yamin matzot tochelu. But you understand it, without that I would have exempted them. I would have said, you know what, ladies are just like they're exempt from matzah, they're exempt from the isur of chametz. They're exempt from the lo taaseh. Torah juxtaposes both of them. Comes Pasuk says, no, kikol. Kol tells me what? V'nichneta, that even ladies are going to get karet. That means what? They're over on lo tochal chametz. Oh, I go backwards. Once I tell you they have isur chametz, they automatically have a mitzvah to eat matzah, because those two work in tandem. They work together. Good. So Kazi Gemara says, and Gemara says this, "V'hashta d'itrabu lehu be'bal tochal chametz." Once you tell me they're included in bal tochal chametz, itrabena me lachilat matzah. So now they're included automatically in the obligation to eat matzah, even though it's a mitzvah taaseh. Shazman Gerama, following Kirabi il Azar, Damar bi il Azar, Nashim chayavot achilat matzah devar Torah. Ladies are obligated in the Torah to eat matzah on Pesach. Chidush being, even though it's mitzvah taaseh, shazman Gerama, shene emar, lo tochal alav chametz. Kol sheyeshno bebal tochal chametz, yeshno bachilat matzah. Behani neshe. And these ladies, nameo if yeshnam bebal tochal chametz, since they're subject to the law of don't eat chametz, yeshnam bekum achol matzah. So they're obligated to eat matzah as well. Okay, period. Now the Gemara continues to analyze the shita of Rabbi Eliezer from these pesukim. Gemara says, umay hazit dehai kol l'ribuye nashim. Right, in this pasuk, keep on getting the pasuk, I want to say it clear. Ki kol ochel chametz v'nechreta nefesh. What did you learn that call is telling you? Call is coming to include, ladies, eat chametz, get karet. So the Gemara is saying, who told you from that word call to include ladies and get karet? Maybe come and include and say, chametz, I did taro, but you get karet. Which means you can include anything. Maybe that kikol is coming to tell me what? That chametz, I did taro, but you get, which is, why did you include ladies from the word kikol, and you did not include maybe from this person anything? I mean, maybe say it's going on any type of chametz, even chametz of taro, but you're going to get karet. So the Gemara asks this question, umay chazit dehai kol l'ribuye nashim. How did that pasuk cause coming to include nashim in karet? Umafakt erubo. And you came and excluded chametz and tarovet. That's only a lav. Ema l'ribuye erubo. Maybe it's coming to include what? Chametz and tarovet indeed is going to get karet. So the Gemara says, Mistabra ka'e be'ochlin marbe ochlin. So you got to go with context. The pasuk over there is talking about kikol ochel chametz. It's talking about eaters. So therefore, when you're talking about eaters of chametz, so you're going to include something that has to do with eaters. A lady is an eater of food, right? So therefore, it makes sense to include something that is in the context of the pasuk. Ka'e be'ochlin, marben echalin. We're talking about eaters. You want to come and include foods? Which means, the pasuk is like, kikol ochel. You want to say, oh, chametz ayde tarovet. Chametz ayde tarovet is the food. So therefore, it makes sense in derashat to make your ribui according to the subject of the pasuk. Now, granted, if you have nothing else to be doresh, then we'll even go to things that are outside the realm. But if we could doresh in eaters, kikol ochel, anybody that eats, put the ladies in there as well. So that's why we chose to include ladies. And once you say that, that gives the ladies karet, and the chametz ayde tarovet only is isur. Lav. Comes the Gemara and says, Matkifla, Rav Natan, Abu de Rav Huna. V'chol hecha dekai be'ochlin, lo marben echalin. Now the Gemara is going to show you an exception. Where the pasuk was talking about eaters, a pasuk was talking about eaters, and we include foods. So the rule doesn't apply, again, what I was going to say. Where? That, Tanya, this is the subject of eating chilev. Now we know from the Torah, it is asur to eat certain fats of the animals. Okay? So the Gemara says, that, Tanya, we have a braita. Ki kol ochel chilev min ha-behema asher yakrib. First pasuk tells us, it's asur to eat chilev, meaning the fat of the animal of a korban that you're going to bring. Meaning you have an animal, you designate it for a korban, it's sanctified. So that's telling you, you eat that halav of that animal korban, you're gonna get karet. So the Gemara says, "Eni ila halav temimin shira'u li karev." I only know halav of a korban that's befitting to go on the mizbeach. Halav ba'alim umin minayin. Let's say the animal became blemished. How do I know the halav of that animal is also asur? Talmud Omar min a behema. The fact that the pasuk says mina behema, that's extra. Jeez, the pasuk just could have said ki kol ochel haylev ashir yakrib bebena. I know it's an animal. What do you bring? You bring an animal as a korban. Why does the Torah say mina behema? It's coming to tell me even an animal that was designated for a korban and it became blemished, its haylev is also asur. So the Gemara says haylev chulin minayin. Okay, that's the only korbanot maybe. How do you know regular haylev of a regular animal? Forget about the Qurban. Maybe Qadif Qudin, just a star animal. How do you know? Tamud Lomar, Kikol. Because the Pasuk says, Kikol Ochel Haylev. Oh, now let's analyze. Kikol Ochel Haylev is talking about what? The eater. Anybody that eats Haylev gets Qadif. And what do we just include? A food. We included types. Types of Haylev. So the Gemara says, Ve'ahacha deka'eb be'ochlin. Here it's talking about eaters. Kikol ochel chaylev. Ve'kamar ben echalin. And you came and include foods. So therefore, go back to our question. When it says kikol ochel chametz v'nechreta, come and tell me what? It's talking about the eaters, but come and include foods. And come and tell me even chametz chayedeh, tarovet shebi yisur, karet. So the Gemara said, Hatam deleka ochlin. Meaning, by the case of Haylev, what do you want to include? You can't include any more eaters. Because eaters are all included already, men and ladies. Why? Because eating Haylev is a lot ta'aseh. So I know the general rule on all lot ta'aseh, ladies are Hayavot. So therefore, when the Pasuk comes along and says, Kikol Ochel Haylev, could it be coming to include any more eaters? No. I know men are Asur. Ladies, I know, are asur already from the standard derasha that says men and ladies are equal by lo ta'aseh. So I have no choice but to include what? Food. Right? So it's open to include food. Therefore, I'm going to come and tell you even halev of ba'le mumin, even halev of chulin. However, hacha di'ika ochlin. But over here, well, I can come include eaters. Lo shavik le'u le'ochlin. I'm not going to leave the eaters. Umar ben echalin. Now, why over here is eaters opened? Because I have a derasha that says lo tochal alav hametz shemat yamin matzot tochelu. Right? So from that pasuk, I would have thought ladies are exempt from the isur of hametz, even though I have a standing derasha that ladies are normally subject to all lotases in the Torah, but in this case I have a pasuk that seemingly excludes them. Because it says only people that are hayavin matzah are hayavin, don't eat chametz. So therefore, now I don't know ladies anymore. So therefore, the pasuk that says, kichol ochel marmetz, I'm going to say, well, it's coming to include eaters. Because I need to include ladies now, because they're exempted from the other derajah. So therefore, the basic point that I give is, if the pasuk is talking about eaters, and you could include eaters, do that. In the case of halef, halef is a regular lotase. All eaters are included already. The men we know, and the ladies are lotase. So the only thing you can include is what? Food. So then we went to food. Then we have no question. Oh, so now the Gemara goes and says, "Verabanan delet lehu eruv." Now, if you remember, in that Beraita of Rabbi Eliezer, there was a shita of Hachamim. Hachamim had a novel opinion. They said, "Hametz al yedet tarovet min haTorah." Mutar. Meaning, according to Hakamim, if a guy eats kuta kababli of Pesach, but the Torah did nothing. You know there's chametz in there. It was dagan, grains, everything. That doesn't matter. It's not life. It's not dying. It's mixed up in the tarovet. According to Hakamim, mutar. So the Gemara now is going to ask, wait, don't you go with the word kol? The pasuk says kol machmetzet. What do you do with the word? Kol. Does the kol coming to include? So the banan deletlu eruv. The rabbis that don't go with this derash of chametz al yedeh tarovet, kol lo darshe. Right? They don't have to doresh every kol. Wait, if you don't doresh kol, then how do we know ladies? Because we have another pasuk that says ki kol ochel hametz, right? Anybody? So then we learned what ki kol is coming to include ladies. So the Gemara says ela nashim minalehu. So then ladies, where do they know the ladies hayuv? So the Gemara says kol lo darshe. When it's just a call alone, they're not doresh. Ki call darshe. There's a difference between ki call, because the pasuk says ki call ochel hametz. There's a difference between a regular call and a ki call, and therefore they're doresh ki call. That's the way they are doresh. So comes the Gemara and says, "Verbili aezer." Ema kol lerabot et anashim, ki kol lerabot et erubo. Which means now I got quoted by the Ezri's doresh both pesukim over here. Right? He's doresh calls. He's doresh ki kol. So therefore, maybe I'll tell you that what the first pasuk kol ochel mahneset. Maybe that's coming including what ladies. And the next pasuk ki kol, maybe that's coming to include what? Hametz ayle tarovet, that's isur. Get it? Rashi. Let's read the Rashi. Umakshinan. It's like middle of the way down. Umakshinan v'rebidi ezer emakol. See Rashi?
No.
Umakshinan.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. Now, the karet, ema kol de karet ribuyin nashim. Maybe I'll tell you that the word kol is coming to include ladies. Ki kol de karet, and the ki kol of the karet pasuk, ribuye rubo nami le karet. De kevan de le katu ochlin ribuye, which means, and she says a very, very, very important key to this question. We gave an explanation about it. When it says kichol ochel, let's go on eaters. Right? Eaters include eaters. But we also set a rule that if eaters already are all taken care of, you can even include foods. Now, use the first pasuk of kol, of just the kol alone. Kol ochel mahmes to include ladies. Good. So now all eaters are taken care of. Now go to the pasuk of the karet. Kichol ochel chametz. Eaters are covered. Must be going on food. And therefore teach me what? Hametz ayideh tarovet. It's going to be isur karet. That's the depth of the question that is going to be isur. Meaning you doresh both. You doresh kols and you doresh kikols. So the first kol, doresh what? Kol ochel mahmetz. Even ladies. Good. So ladies are taken care of now.
Now
kikol ochel hametz v'nechneta. What I got left? Ladies, I know. Ela must be talking about hametz ayideh tarovet. And tell me what you're going to get. Karet. So the Gemara says, "V'chi tema." Maybe you'll tell me, "Kichol Rabbi Eliezer lo darish." Maybe you'll tell me, "No, maybe not doresh kichol." And therefore, the pasuk that says "Kol Mahmetzer" is coming to include the ladies, and therefore kichol is not doresh. And therefore, you cannot learn that hametz ayde tarovet is isur karet. Gemara says, "No, v'atanya seor bal taktiru," which means the Torah says clearly you're not allowed to bring hametz as a korban. Any elakulo. I only know if the whole thing is going to be a mixture of hametz. Mixatomina. I don't know less than a kezayit is also asur. Tamud omar kol. So I learned from the word kol. Now erubo minayin. That means if let's say in the korban it's a mixture of hametz. Meaning, let's say you have shiur, but it's mixed with non-hametz. How do I know mixture of hametz and non-hametz is also asur to bring? Tamud omar kichol. That comes in the pasuk of kichol. So then we see clearly in this braita, kol is being doresh and kichol. Now the only opinion that this could be is Rabbi Eliezer, because hakamim don't doresh kol. So therefore, man shamate the darish kol. Who's the opinion that's doresh kol? Rabbi Eliezer. Vekad darish kichol. And over here he's being doresh as well. Kichol. Back to our case of hametz. Why didn't he say that the word kichol is coming to include hametz ayde tarovet and tell me isur karet? Kasha. The Gemara concludes on a kasha. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.